The Shards in My Hands. Written by Jenny Wilkes. Read by Opal Song. Fandom. Call of Duty. Relationship. Soap. Ghost. Rating. Explicit. Warning for graphic depictions of violence. Also tagged for. Soft Dom Ghost. John Can't Come Without Pain McTavish. Top Ghost. Bottom Soap. Self-hatred. Self-esteem issues. BDSM dynamics. Military inaccuracies. Not canon compliant. Light bondage. Hurt comfort. Angst. Come as lube. Anal fingering. Anal sex. Porn with plot. A tiny bit of plot. If you squint. Power dynamics. Implied or referenced abuse. Overstimulation. Edging. So much edging. And chastity device. Recorded for Kinktober 2025. Chapter 1. Whenever Soap messes up on a mission, he needs to repent. He needs to be punished. It's always been like that since his first mission as a young, wide-eyed rookie. It had been during his first mission out in the field, eager to prove himself and earn his superior officer's respect. He was inexperienced, though, still wet behind the ears, he was bound to make mistakes. It was something that his superior should have known, should have accommodated for. Instead, he let Soap run right into the fray, let him clean up the mess he got himself into on his own. It was one of many painful lessons that Soap had to learn. Check your own six or get shot. It was rough, but Soap had always been adept with his weapons, scored well on all of his tests, so he came out the other end, injured but alive. When he returned to his team, he hoped for praise, for an apology, for anything but the harsh slap that landed on his face. It almost stung more than his other wounds. "Useless runt," his superior had growled, not spending another moment with him and returning to the mission at hand. The words had hit Soap so deep, the desire to be good, to please, flaming up in his stomach. So he clenched his teeth. He wouldn't mention his wounds, wouldn't ask for treatment, not when he deserved this pain for failing. When the mission finally ended, he sought out his superior. He needed to apologize, needed to show that he'd learn, that he'd be better. The older man wasn't eager to hear him out, though, at least not how Soap had planned. Instead, he found himself on his knees, arms folded behind his back, hands grasping his own forearms. His muscles were straining from the grueling mission, from the injuries that he hadn't gotten treated yet. But he kept the position that he'd been ordered into. "You could have cost us our lives," the sergeant drawled, the crop in his hand coming down painfully on one of Soap's shoulders. I've got no need for someone that makes mistakes. The crop landed on his other shoulder this time. I promise it won't happen again, Soap pressed out, his head feeling light on his shoulders. The crop trailed down his spine, ghosting over his tightly clenched fingers. I'll make sure it doesn't. Soap had braced for the pain, but he still couldn't stop himself from writhing as the crop came hailing down on his back and his arms, again and again. Useless soldier, can't even deal with a bit of pain. Soap whimpers, forcing his body to stay still. He needs to be good, needs to show his worth. Soap needs to be useful. So he grits his teeth and leans into the pain. The lightness of his head intensifies, and by the end of it all, he feels floaty. His head hung low by the time the crop hit the ground, but he hadn't broken position. He'd been good. A rough hand in his hair forced him upright again, though, swimming eyes meeting those of his sergeant. Seems like you have a use after all. And so Soap's journey as a pain slut started. Everywhere he went, every squad he was assigned to, he'd find himself the biggest, meanest dom. He needed someone to put him in his place, needed someone to punish him should things go wrong out in the field. And things did go wrong. Often. Soap was never without bruises, never without a couple of scrapes and cuts. Some were from the field, but the majority were trophies collected from the doms that took care of him. Some were just inexperienced, but most of them were outright dangerous in their practices, all too eager to abuse the power imbalance. Soap never complained, though, never knew better of it. He was here to take whatever was thrown at him, to be a good soldier. After so many years, he wasn't sure that he could even get off if he wasn't in pain. He was content with his rhythm, content with the inevitable pain after a mission. Things changed, though, when he was assigned to the 141. Initially, Soap had thought he had hit the jackpot as he first laid eyes on Ghost. Surely this beast of a man would be able to put Soap in his place should he ever mess up. Little did he know that Ghost was a soft dom. A pleasure dom at that. Missions went well at first. Soap, desperate to live up to the expectations that came with being assigned to this task force. But the patterns of his former squad leaders had been ingrained deeply within him. He'd been set up for failure so often that it had become second nature to mess up. A short lapse in judgment, a missed tripwire, and Johnny was sent flying by the blast of a small explosive. He hit the ground hard and felt sharp pain shoot through his spine. His ears were ringing and his vision pulsing. He needed to get up, though. No one would come get him if he didn't. The sudden presence of a dark figure in his vision made Soap grab for his knife, ready to protect himself.
At ease, Sergeant. You solid?
Ghost's low timber rolled through him, dark eyes fixing him behind the mask. Johnny could only stare back in confusion. No superior had ever checked in on him like this before.
Soap, are you solid?
Ghost asked again, hand coming down to squeeze Soap's shoulder. The contact sent another shock of pain through Soap, and his head cleared enough for him to nod.
Solid, sir, he added for good measure, pushing himself up from the ground.
Soap had underestimated how dizzy he'd be, his knees buckling under him the second he had straightened up. Had it not been for Ghost, he would have fallen right back down. The taller man had gripped his vest, his iron grip keeping Soap upright.
I don't like being lied to, Soap, Ghost growled,
and Soap felt his heart plummet to his stomach.
I'll be fine, sir.
Soap hurried to rush out, but Ghost wasn't looking at him anymore. Instead, his eyes lowered to where Soap had just lain. Then Johnny was whirled around, a strange heat igniting in his stomach.
A couple of Doms had taken him out in the field before, but he hadn't expected Ghost to be one for it. Soap braced for his pants to be tugged down, braced for the inevitable pain of getting entered without so much as preparation. Instead, he was met with a sharp pain as Ghost prodded at his back, a hiss slipping out of him before he could suppress it. The next thing Soap heard was Ghost speaking into their comms.
We need an exfil. Soap's down.
The word sent a surge of energy through Soap, and he whirled around to face his lieutenant. All the words that had wanted to break out of him got stuck in his throat, though, as he saw the blood on his superior's gloved hands. A cold shiver ran down Soap's spine, his own hand lowering to his back. His fingers caught on the jagged edge of something hard, something that didn't belong there. The pain that had been waiting for him to discover his injury came crashing down on him with full force. Johnny laughed, or sobbed, he wasn't quite sure. Of course, he'd get himself impaled on something after running headfirst into a trap. And now they'd have to abandon their mission because he was too stupid to open his damn eyes.
Soap, Ghost's harsh voice pulled Johnny back into reality. We need to get you to the extraction point. Can you walk?
Ghost still had a steadying grip on him.
Aye,
Soap answered, carefully shifting his weight. The trek to the extraction point was grueling, but Soap just kept his teeth tightly clenched, willing his body to keep on going despite the cold pain that was coursing through his entire back and down his leg. Ghost was moving just a few paces behind him, keeping a close watch on their surroundings. Soap could feel his heavy glare on him, could only imagine how angry Ghost must be. The thought of the punishment to come made Johnny falter, leg buckling under him. His knee hit the ground hard, and a part of him just wanted to crumple entirely, but a strong grip on his vest tugged him back to his feet.
Keep going,
Ghost urged, and Soap tried. He really did, but the adrenaline was leaving his body quickly now. He got about 4 steps farther before his legs failed again, this time for certain. Ghost was quick to assess the situation, bending down to pick Soap up in a fireman's carry. The Scot felt mortification burn through him. He was more than useless now, nothing more than dead weight. Another one of those half-laugh, half-sobs broke out of his chest, and he let his head hang low. A part of him just wanted to tell Ghost to drop him, to leave him here to die while he finished off the mission. That way they'd at least have something to show. The pain and blood loss took a toll on Soap. The bitter thought of his failure the last thing on his mind before he drift off. When he wakes up again, he finds himself in the medical bay back on base. He groans lowly and presses his palms to his eyes. He usually avoided the place like a plague, hated all the questions that would come his way. He still remembers how one of his superiors had dropped him after a medic asked one too many questions about the state of Soap's body. Soap sat up with a groan, his muscles straining and aching under the movement. Finally awake? A medic called, having noticed him moving around. Soap only hummed an answer, hands reaching for his back, running over bandages.
When can I leave?
Soap asked, not wanting to stay longer than necessary.
We'll just have to run a couple of tests, but then you're free to go, the medic answered.
A couple hours later, Soap had been freed from the med bay, unsteady legs carrying him straight to Ghost's office. He needed to talk to his lieutenant, needed to make sure that he knew how sorry he was. Johnny had to repent. Soap stopped short in front of his lieutenant's door, though, a heavy uncertainty taking hold of him. Soap knew what Doms wanted. He knew what was expected of him, had it drilled into him over the years. He still couldn't know if
Ghost would be the same, but Soap had to try. He had to at least try.
He knocked before he could chicken out, waiting a couple of heartbeats before Ghost called him inside. His lieutenant was sitting behind his desk, paperwork spread across it.
"Already been discharged?"
Ghost asked, his eyes raising to Soap. Instead of answering, Soap began unbuckling his belt, pulling it out of the loops and carefully placing it on the table between them. Ghost's face was still covered by his mask, but Soap could just tell that the older man had raised his eyebrows. His silence spurred Soap on, though. Unsteady hands fumbling with his button and zipper, he pushed his fatigues and boxers down, stepping out of them carefully.
"What do you think you're doing, Sergeant?"
Ghost asked. Soap, feeling like someone had dumped a bucket of ice water over him. Had he misinterpreted?
"Answer me, Soap,"
Ghost repeated, standing up to his full height.
"Made a mistake. Need to be punished."
His throat felt like it was filling with barbed wire. Soap couldn't hold Ghost's glare, his eyes wavering with uncertainty.
"And you want me to punish you with this?"
Ghost had circled around to the other side of the desk, fingers trailing over Soap's belt. Soap nodded.
"I deserve it."
Something flared in Ghost's eyes, but Johnny knew too little about the man to be able to pinpoint the emotion. Ghost didn't pick up the belt, though, instead turning to face Soap, closing the little bit of space between them easily. Soap swallowed. Ghost was bigger in every dimension, taller, broader, denser. Soap couldn't help but flinch as one of those large, warm hands settled on his hip. Ghost noticed and pulled back again, eyes carefully searching Johnny's face.
"It's okay,"
Soap hurried to press out, not wanting to anger his lieutenant anymore. Ghost's hand settled on him again, and Soap felt him prod his muscles through the layer of his shirt. Soap made motions to pull it off as well, to be fully naked and vulnerable, but Ghost caught his arms, shaking his head. Instead, the larger man let his hands wander under the thin fabric, fingers ghosting over the bandages. Soap couldn't help but groan, so unused to being touched in any other context than to inflict pain. Ghost's movement stilled again, those same searching eyes on his face. Soap didn't have the head to speak, so he just leaned into Ghost's touch, giving the silent okay to continue. Ghost let his hands wander up Johnny's front, then down his sides, finally circling to his back. Those large fingers began prodding him again, and this time Soap groaned from pain. Ghost had found his wounds, hadn't pressed hard, but hard enough for the aching pain to flare up again.
"I don't punish injured people,"
Ghost said, stepping away from Soap. He felt lost without his superior's warmth on him, swaying a bit, body instinctively searching for that heat again.
"It's just a scratch. Can take it,"
Soap pressed out. He couldn't fail now. He had to show Ghost his worth, how much he could take.
"I'm not punishing you, Soap,"
Ghost repeated, his tone leaving no room for argument. It was like he had pulled the rug out from under him. Soap falling to his knees.
"No, sir, I need you to..."
Soap was cut off by Ghost's raised hand.
"You're off duty for the rest of the week. Recover. We'll see about this punishment after that,"
Ghost said, and Soap felt the lump in his throat grow. "I've been cleared. I can go back out there," Soap begged. He wouldn't survive a week of sitting around idly.
"Enough, McTavish."
Soap flinched heavily, his head immediately dropping in submission.
"You're off duty, and that's the last word. Now get dressed and get out,"
Ghost commanded, returning back to his seat.
Soap felt tears prick his eyes, the lump in his throat almost big enough to choke him. No Dom had ever turned him down when he begged for a punishment, so Ghost's words had hit him hard. Soap wanted to continue begging, wanted to somehow convince Ghost to change his mind, but the words wouldn't come out. So Johnny bent down to grab for his pants, quickly pulling them on. His face was so hot with shame as he reached out for his belt that still lay on Ghost's desk. His eyes darted up to his lieutenant, but Ghost wasn't paying him any attention, focusing solely on his paperwork. Soap clenched his teeth and grabbed for his belt, putting it back on with shaking hands. Ghost didn't even raise his head when Soap moved to the door, making Soap's chest ache. He pulled the door open and fled before any of the pain inside of him could spill over. Ghost had already made it very clear that he wouldn't help Johnny through his emotions. Soap just about managed to reach his room before the sobs broke out of him. Useless, useless, useless. He couldn't even be a good sub. Too broken, too weak. He needed to repent. He needed to show he was sorry, that he'd do better. He'd not fail again. The thought about going to a different dom flamed in Soap's mind, but he quickly pushed the idea aside. He'd wronged Ghost. It was his right to punish him for that. Going to someone else would come close to a betrayal. Something else. He needed something else. His breathing began settling, a plan forming in his head. He was off duty, but that didn't mean he couldn't do anything. Soap would train. He would hone his skills and become better, stronger. So when the time came for him to return to active duty, he'd not make the same mistakes again. So Soap trains hard in the gym, on the shooting range, anywhere he can. He hardly sleeps, eats just enough to keep himself going. He can't sit still for even a moment. He doesn't deserve rest. Needs to get better. Soap needs to get stronger so Ghost never sends him away again. He reaches muscle failure more than once, his tension only ever easing in those moments, when he's laying on the floor, gasping for breath. Other soldiers had given him worried looks. Some even tried to talk to him, but Soap would just brush them off. Soap was in the process of heading to the gym again, when he was pulled aside and roughly pushed up against the nearest wall. He was about to snap at whoever dared to interrupt his routine when his eyes met those of his lieutenant.
"This is your idea of recovering," Ghost growls, glaring down at Soap, his grip heavy enough to leave bruises.
Soap's emotions are all over the place, a part of him hating that he's made Ghost mad again, but the rest of him is so eager to finally get roughed up by the taller man. "Please, sir, I deserve this pain. I'm a bad soldier," Soap all but begged, pressing into his superior's grip. Ghost growls at that, dragging the Scot towards his room. Soap's heart beats fast in his chest, giddy at the knowledge that he'll finally get his punishment. Soap was pushed into his lieutenant's room, having enough control over himself to quickly check his surroundings. It was bigger than his own room. Even the bed was bigger. Perks of being a lieutenant.
"Undress."
Ghost's voice pulled Soap's attention. It was an order, one that Soap was all too eager to follow. Ghost circled him a few times, his fingers sliding over Soap's back. His wounds were healed, for the most part, but that didn't change the fact that Ghost's touch still made him shiver. Then Ghost's presence left him, but Johnny didn't turn to look where he went. He kept his eyes focused ahead, standing at attention as he'd been taught. It didn't stop him from straining his ears, listening to all the small noises that Ghost made. Ghost returned a few moments later, circling to Soap's front where he could see red rope in his superior's hands. Soap's chest tightened in anticipation, eyes flicking between Ghost's mask and the rope in his hands.
You want to be punished?
Ghost asked, and Soap nods, wetting his lips.
What for?
Ghost asked again, taking a step closer to begin tying Soap up.
I failed you. I failed the team,
Soap pressed out, his mind racing.
How did you fail us?
Soap whimpered, had hoped that Ghost wouldn't make him talk, would just punish him.
I messed up, missed the trap.
Johnny needed to wet his lips again, his voice failing him.
Made us fail the mission.
Ghost stopped tying the rope for a moment, eyes carefully searching Soap's face. Was it not enough? Was Ghost waiting for Soap to say something specific? To degrade himself more?
It was my fault. Had I been a better soldier?
Ghost didn't let Soap finish, his raised hand once again shutting Soap down. He slowly circled to Soap's back and pulled his arms back to finish his tie. It wasn't a harsh bind, not painful, but secure enough to ensure that Johnny wouldn't be able to escape. Once he was certain that the rope sat and the knots held, Ghost came back to where Soap could see him. Soap braced for pain, for an impact, for anything but the gentle hands that cupped his face.
You're a good soldier, a damn good one,
Ghost said gently, his brown eyes bouncing between Soap's blue ones. Soap couldn't take those words, let alone the gentle touch of his lieutenant. They were wasted on him, the huge mess-up of the mission still vivid in his bones. I'm a disgrace, the words had broken out of him before he could stop them, tears pricking his eyes.
Anyone could have missed that wire. You did the best you could in the situation.
Ghost quickly intervened, his hold on Soap's face tightening.
It wasn't enough, though.
Soap's voice was weaker now, broken.
It was enough for me. You're alive.
Ghost's words unraveled Johnny. All of those emotions that he'd been keeping safely tucked away came crashing down on him. Ghost's grip shifted, and he pulled Soap into a tight hug, effectively stopping Johnny from falling to the floor, holding him through his sobs. His lieutenant's gentle touch grounded Soap far better than any grueling punishment had ever done so before. Soap's training was too deeply ingrained, though. He didn't deserve this treatment, didn't deserve this softness, not after what he'd done. He tried to shake out of Ghost's hold, looking up at him with a pained expression.
Please, sir, I need to be punished. Please hurt me.
Ghost only shushed him, wiping away tears that had started rolling down his cheeks, pressing gentle kisses in their place through his mask. Soap still couldn't stop begging for punishment, even though deep down, Soap knew that Ghost wouldn't give him what he wanted. A part of him wondered if that really was so bad. They stayed like that until Soap had calmed down, until he stopped begging for pain. Only then did Ghost move, slowly leading Johnny over to his bed. He made Soap kneel on it, keeping a steady hold on his tied-up arms while reaching for something on his nightstand. Soap heard the pop of a cap and then the presence of slicked-up fingers at his tight hole. His breath hitched in anticipation, and he tried to push down to get Ghost inside of him, remembering how thick and long his fingers were, how they could hurt him. Ghost's hold on him was firm, though, keeping him in place easily as he gently worked Soap open, teasingly slow, taking his time until Johnny was soft and pliant under him. Soap whined and rocked his hips, desperate for more sensation, for pain, for an uncomfortable stretch. Instead, Ghost just prodded and poked at his insides with a single digit, searching until he hit that little gland. Soap threw his head back in surprise and a moan escaped him, causing Ghost to still for a moment. Then his fingers started moving again, finding Soap's prostate again, rubbing and prodding and stimulating, until Soap couldn't think straight anymore. Ghost pulled out of him right before pushing Soap over the edge, though, causing the Scot to groan and whine. Ghost cooed softly, flipping Johnny over easily, the eyes behind his mask raking over Soap's body, over his leaking cock. Then he pushed one of Soap's legs up, two fingers easily sliding into Soap's stretched hole. He was quick to find his most sensitive spots again, watchful eyes taking in every one of Soap's reactions. Ghost wasn't moving fast, wasn't being rough, but his touch was direct, calculated, as if he knew exactly which buttons to press. Soap couldn't hold on much longer, his sore, overused muscles tensing up almost painfully as he came undone, just from getting finger fucked. Soap was more boneless than ever before, hardly noticing how Ghost collected his cum to lube himself up. Fingers swiping over Soap's abs and chest. Only when the press of something big shot a low pain through his gut did Soap come back to reality. The low hope of finally getting that hard fuck reignited, and Johnny tried to rock lower against that pressure. Ghost only tutted softly, keeping Soap's hips in a secure grip, stopping his movements once again.
Slowly.
Ghost breathed, but Johnny couldn't keep from squirming. Not now, when he could feel how large his lieutenant truly was, how much he could hurt him if he just shoved it all in at once. Ghost took his time, though, sinking only his tip in before pulling back out, teasing Soap's sensitive ring. It almost drove Johnny mad, desperate for something, anything more. So when Ghost finally pushed more of himself inside, Johnny couldn't help but moan.
"Good pet, taking me so well,"
Ghost praised, his words nearly enough to push Soap over the edge again. Ghost stilled for a moment, letting Johnny adjust to his girth, causing the Scot to whimper and keen beneath him. Soap was desperately tugging at the restraints now. Wanted to get his hands on the larger man, wanted to force him to go deeper, to bury all of his cock inside of him. Ghost knew his knots, though. The restraints wouldn't budge unless they were cut. So Johnny could only writhe under the weight of the larger man, hoping to find any morsel of stimulation while Ghost took his sweet time to spread his insides apart. Soap was sweating and shivering by the time Ghost finally bottomed out, his solid thighs pressing against him firmly. Johnny felt over full, could imagine his stomach bulging outward, stretched from the sheer mass of the cock inside of him. Tears began rolling down his cheeks again, but Ghost was quick to kiss them away, to caress his ass, his flanks, and his face.
"Too much love."
The pet name made Soap choke, the word so foreign in his head, only used to degradation and insults. Ghost made the motions to pull away, to give him space, but Johnny shook his head quickly, didn't want to lose the connection they had.
No, please don't.
His words were broken by sobs. Ghost hummed softly and let his weight sink back down on the Scot, his masked face nestling into his neck. The scratch of the fabric felt comforting, grounding. Soap felt like he was suffocating, the immense weight on top of him, the sobs that were raking through him. But he felt at peace here, finally safe for the first time in a very long while. When his sobs finally ebbed, Ghost started moving again. Painfully slow, deliberate. His face was still nestled against Soap's neck, but something had changed. Where all of Ghost's kisses had been through a layer of fabric before, Soap could now feel the burning heat of skin, of Ghost's lips against flesh. The realization was enough of a shock to make Johnny forget about the slow movement, about the burn of being forced apart by Ghost's dick. Soap began whimpering again, his muscles straining and tensing in the effort to turn his head, to catch a glimpse of Ghost's face. A hand caught his jaw, though, and he was forced to stay still.
"Tell me what you want,"
Ghost's voice rumbled. Soap was seeing stars, desperation, lust, and fear fighting for control in his mind.
"Please."
Johnny needed to wet his lips, his voice having come out as a hoarse crackle.
"Please give me more."
Ghost hummed again, that wonderful sound that reverberated through Soap's whole body. A gentle nip at his earlobe, and then Johnny felt full, Ghost having pushed all the way inside again. Soap couldn't stop himself from coming this time, mouth hanging open as he threw his head back. It wasn't the fast, bone-breaking speed that he'd become used to from other doms, but a slow, steady push and pull. Johnny could feel every vein and ridge of his lieutenant's cock inside of him. He could feel the slow drag of his fat cockhead over his prostate, his legs shaking as more cum dribbled out of his already spent cock. It was too little and too much at once. He wanted Ghost to go faster, to stop, to do anything else, but the words wouldn't leave his mouth. Then warm lips caught his, and Johnny gladly let himself get swept up in the slow, intimate kiss. He wanted to buck back up into that mouth, deepen their kiss, make their teeth clash together. But that hand on his jaw kept him slow, calm, kept him right in the spot where he could feel. Ghost wouldn't let him blind himself with overstimulation. He was forcing him to take in every little sensation and feel. It was the final straw that broke Soap apart, left him open and vulnerable for Ghost to devour completely. The aftermath consisted of gentle touch, careful hands inspecting the deep rope marks, soft lips fanning over them, a warm shower, soft blankets, and the grounding weight of Ghost on top of him. A promise, spoken in half-consciousness, a promise to never seek out a different dom ever again. A promise to remain by Ghost's side and let the older man guide Johnny into making less mistakes. To let him shape him into the perfect soldier and the perfect sub.